You will hear a conversation between an employee at a removals company and a man who is planning to move to London. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 6. Now listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 6.
Good afternoon, we move you. How can I help you?
Hello there. I'd like some help with my move to London. I'm currently living a long way away in the southwest of the UK. Is that an area you cover?
Yes, we cover all of the UK, so that's no problem. Can I take your name first, please?
Yes, it's Mr. David Cottenham.
C-O-T-N-A-M?
No, it's C-O-T-T-E-N-H-A-M.
OK, Mr. Cottenham. You said that you live in the southwest.
Yes, at 4 West Cottages in Humblington. It's a small town near Exton. Well, it's more of a village, really.
Mm-hmm. And the postcode there, please, so I can look up exactly where you are.
D-V-12-8-H-A.
OK, I found your home on the system here. My goodness, that's very much in the countryside, isn't it?
Yes, it is. London's going to be a bit of a shock for me. It's so crowded.
Well, it can be, but it depends where you live. What address are you moving to?
8B Green End Road, E19 4RR. A Green End is one word.
Well, that area is one of the quieter parts of London, at least. Not as busy as other places, certainly. When are you looking to move?
The 30th of August.
That's good for us. People are on their summer holidays, children aren't at school, so there's less traffic on the roads. What sort of time are you thinking of leaving?
Around 7:30 would be good.
That may be difficult, because our staff need a lot of time to pack your things into the lorry. They'll need to start in the middle of the night if you want to leave that early.
No, I mean 7:30 in the evening.
Oh, I see. We can do that. And do you want to take out insurance in case there's any damage to your property?
Yes, I think so. I've looked at everything I own, and I think that it's all worth about £40,000 in total.
Shall we say a little bit more, just in case? I know you probably think it'll be much more expensive to take a higher amount, but the difference in what you pay for £40,000 or £50,000 in insurance is actually just a few pounds. It's £10 higher for £50,000 and £15 higher for £60,000.
Yes, OK. Make it £50,000. No, on second thoughts, £60,000. So, how much do you think the relocation will cost in total?
Let me check. I think we can do everything for approximately £2,000. That figure may change, of course. It's just an estimate for now. But it gives you a good idea of the price you'll have to pay.
That's pretty good, actually. I was expecting a lot more.
Would you like to book now? Or shall I take your mobile number? I can call you back tomorrow, after you've had some time to think about it, maybe.
Sure. It's 07238-244510.
Great. I'll speak to you tomorrow. And if you have any other questions, either call us back on the number you first dialed or have a look at our website.
What's the website address, please?
www.we-move-u. That's the letter U, not the word U, .co.uk.
OK, thanks for your help. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 7 to 9. Now listen and answer questions 7 to 9.
Hello, Mr. Cottenham. It's Maria here from We Move You. How are you?
Oh, hi there. Yes, I'm very well. I've actually been thinking about our conversation yesterday. You said that the total cost of the package with insurance would be around £2,000. Does that insurance cover everything?
It depends what you mean by everything. That's how much our silver package would cost. And as well as insurance for anything that gets broken or damaged, it also covers your costs if our delivery drivers are late getting to London.
Are there any other packages?
Yes, our economy cover is the same as silver, but without the cover for late arrival, and that would cost you around £1,800. Our premium package has the same insurance as silver, but on top of that, our removals team men come and pack all your things, put everything into boxes for you.
And that's the premium. I guess that's quite a benefit. How much is that?
It would be £2,500 for this job. So, shall we agree on the premium?
No, let's stick with silver. I'll have plenty of time to do the packing. Actually, I've been looking at some reviews of your company online. Generally very good. The thing that seems to impress most people is the cost.
Well, yes, I think most people are surprised by our low prices. Others believe that our level of customer care is the best thing about us. And I've also seen some reviews where people are most impressed by how quickly we complete the job. I agree with everything they say, of course, but I'm probably most proud of our reputation for customer care and satisfaction.
Great. Well, I think that's everything. Oh, one final question. Once I make the booking, will I have to pay more if I need to make any changes?
In most cases, there's nothing extra that you'll need to pay once your initial payment is completed, unless, that is, you decide to cancel the booking completely. In that case, there will be a charge of 10% of the total fee if you cancel less than 15 days before the date of the move. And if you need to move the date for any reason, we'll usually do that for a very low cost.
Fantastic. Great. Well, I think I'm ready to book.